Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Central Iowa sports fans, it's time to dig deep into the world of Iowa State athletics. You're tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Wilson Toyota of Ames, live from Benchwarmer Sports Bar in Ankeny.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
The cult of personality.
And now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, welcome everybody to Benchwarmers here in gorgeous Ankeny, Iowa. It might be a little bit snowy outside, but you know what? Rather boisterous crowd showing up here at Benchwarmers tonight for the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota of Ames radio program. We're going to talk to Matt Abdelmassey, Iowa State assistant basketball coach, here in about 20 minutes. Billy Finnelly going to join us later on in the program for the women's basketball program as well. Big game coming up on Saturday night, Texas, here on 1460 KXNO. My name is Chris Williams, and yes, I have co-hosts tonight. Now, there's been some controversy, apparently, over the last hour and a half or so here on Miller and Brinson, that apparently there was some drama built up that my co-hosts Brent Bloom and Tron Smith, Big Tron, Wilson Toyota of Ames, were not going to make it tonight. And I can tell you they're both here, and Tron walks into Benchwarmers tonight. When Tron walks into a room, people pay attention, all right? And he is fired up tonight because apparently Miller and Brinson were running their yaps about you.
I'm going to tell you right now, when I see Miller and Brinson, it's going to be a misunderstanding. I'm telling you, it's going to be some furniture moving. I'm listening. I'm a big fan of those guys. I listen to them.
Yeah,
I didn't expect them to call me out like that. You know,
apparently they called you a chicken, Tron.
Yeah. Well, you know what? 280-pound chicken. I'm on my way to KXNO station. I'm in a 2014 Tundra tonight.
Yeah.
I pull up here. I see a Tacoma. I see another Tundra. I see a couple Camrys. You know, if you want to make it anywhere in bad weather, you just drive a Toyota. That's the answer to all. But that Miller and Brinson character, they got some explaining to do.
Brent Bloom, what do you think about being called a chicken on the 1460 KXNO airwaves?
I'm a soft person. I'll be honest. But my Camry got me here, and
took care of it, didn't it?
Unlike Scott Drew, I show up when requested. So, no Baylor Bear, no showing tonight.
It's good to see you.
This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We do our jobs here.
I can't believe Miller and Brinson, man.
Speaking of Scott Drew, you were in Waco the last couple of nights,
yes.
Correct? That's a glorious place to vacation in the middle of February. How was your trip to Waco, other than the women's basketball game, of course?
They're growing up. It sounds silly, but their new football stadium is a whoa.
Well, yeah, I've seen the renderings.
Yeah, actually, it's built. I mean, it's an actual facility now. You can see it.
It opens in the fall. I mean, it's big time, and it's scary that you don't have to compete with Baylor and everything, because you do. I mean, thankfully, they still have Scott Drew as their men's basketball coach, so that's a big help. But yeah, Waco's not terrible. It's not great. It's Waco. Dr. Pepper was invented there. And
seriously?
Come on, Bloom.
No, seriously. And at one point in the 1870s, prostitution was legal in Waco.
Now, see, I was going to say something nice to you, because I actually enjoyed listening to you call the game last night. So I wanted everybody to know that when you're doing that, they should pay attention, and you just ruined that. Forget it. Don't ever listen. Prostitution started. I thought prostitution.
Look who shows in the building.
Somewhere else.
It's good to welcome Ben Bruns into
just stars all over
you, here in Ankeny tonight.
We're stars
in Seahawks
all over
hat.
Chris, you tweeted, if anybody shows up to Benchwarmers tonight, you're buying everybody in the house of Busch Light.
I owe some Busch Lights.
You owe a lot of Busch Lights tonight.
And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Support our friends here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. First segment of the program tonight brought to you by our other good friends down at Mr. B Clothing, 1995 Northwest 86th Street in gorgeous Clive, Iowa. Stop on in and give our longtime supporters, Timmy Sitzman, some support. The best clothing man in town. I tell you what, I don't think they got clothes that fit you, John,
yeah,
but
he can
special order it for you down there at Benchwarmers.
He would have to specially order it and then have it tailored. That's the problem.
Oh.
I bet they
but
fit.
I have purchased ties and things.
I bet they fit Ken Miller and Jim Brinson.
Oh. You know what? They got clothes at Baby Gap that'll fit Miller and Brinson.
And the zings keep on coming. I like this little rivalry developing between the two programs here on Thursday night. We got a lot to get to. Matt Abdelmassi will join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline. I got a couple burning questions for Matt. I've really been because I thought I was doing the show solo today, so I was thinking, man, I need to fill an hour of content by myself. So I got a lot of good questions for Matt. Billy's going to join us at 6:40. Let's start off, guys. You know, I don't want to talk too much about Tuesday night specifically because it's Thursday and that's kind of old news at this point. But Bloom, we did a podcast earlier in the week. It was on Monday night. You were far more optimistic than I was at the time. I wasn't down on Iowa State, but I was down on what I sensed is a lack of intensity, an overall intensity from that program for the last three games, not counting Texas. I saw them taking plays off. They admitted to it. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Cain admitted to taking plays off. I saw them blow an 18-point home lead to Texas Tech. Not Kansas, to Texas Tech. It bothered me. I saw at times was a disinterested basketball program. And my point to you on that podcast was, man, put it all together. You know, just bring the intensity. You're a really good team. You're potentially a top 10 team. It could be a Final Four team. And Bloom, you predicted a double digit win. They didn't quite get there, but they were really close. And, you know, as down as I was on the team on Monday night, mm-hmm, when we talked, I couldn't be doing more of a 180 right now. That was exactly what I needed to see from that basketball program to, you know, to make me really, I guess, get excited going into the month of March. Because if they bring it like that, if they play like that, this team could be playing on Saturday of the Big 12 tournament, and they could be a top three seed in the NCAA tournament.
Well, like we've said all year, Iowa State's offensive ability is a top five offensive club in the nation. They have ability to get buckets that most other teams don't. I mean, look at Michigan State on Sunday against Nebraska. Look at Syracuse losing at home to Boston College because they can't score. I mean, all these teams that have struggled, it's because they can't score and they go through droughts. Iowa State has had a couple games where they don't score as well. They've still scored above 70 every single game, the only school in the nation to do that. But the problem they've had is controllable factors, and that's effort defensively. You saw effort defensively against Texas. They hold them to 27% shooting in the first half. Yeah, they still struggle to rebound a little bit, but that's going to happen when your tallest post player is 6'7". But it's that offensive ability. If they tune it up on the defensive side and sharpen it up like they had against Texas, this team's going to be really, really good and really difficult to beat because they scored as good as anybody in the country.
It's the small things that they forget when they're not playing well. It's those smalls. It's the defensive responsibilities, things like that that you see with this team when they're not playing well. They go up 18 points against Texas Tech. It's the small things that they forget to do that allows these teams to get back in. Texas was a great game for Iowa State to see them put everything together. Yeah, go back to old, when we watched the season in the beginning, they played really good basketball when it came to the assist factor and playing as a team. They went back to that against Texas. And when they do that, you can see that they're really a dominating team. They're a confusing team for teams to defend because there's so much coming at you. And when you see that, it's really fun basketball. You can tell the guys are having fun. But again, it's back to those small things that they forget when they're losing ball games or letting teams back in it. That makes that team work.
Texas is a good defensive team. Iowa State had 12 points the first 10 minutes, I think is what it was, like 14 to 12. But yeah. Iowa State ends up with 85 points, so they score 70-plus points in the final 30 minutes against a good defensive team. That's a great sign.
I think the stat, somebody brought this up after the game, that Iowa State scored on 13 straight possessions in the second half. That's crazy. I don't care who you are or where you're playing against who. That's crazy to do that against TCU. And they did that against a Texas team where, I don't know about you gentlemen, But, you know, I've watched them play on television a lot this year. Seeing them in person, there's some big boys.
Some real big boys. It looks like a whole bunch of walking sticks
Holmes
out there.
Holmes looks twice the size in person that he does
he's
on television.
He's 6'9". Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's a wide dude. He looks like Corey Jefferson.
You know, you think about that. You said that stat coming out of the second half. That's coaching, 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 coaching. Great coaches go in and patch holes at halftime. They went in, even though they were up and they were playing good basketball, they came out in the second half and they were better. They looked a little more comfortable. They were under control. They had those small glitches fixed. It was a really exciting game in the second half, and things just poured on. That's a great job by Fred and that coaching staff. But like I said, patching those small holes they had.
But the thing is, this team is not at the level where West Virginia still can't happen.
No, absolutely.
Because it just takes just a little smidgen of a window to open for the other team. Like West Virginia broke through. I was saying that they've been so good offensively, but there's still some. It's not like Iowa State is an automatic, you know, Sweet 16 team right now either. I mean, they've got a shot though.
Yeah, but if they bring the intensity,
yes,
then that. For this team, that's not a good. They're not a good three-point shooting basketball team. This is not like the last couple years. We've talked about it a lot on this program. If they bring the intensity defensively, Brent, then that creates their offense, which is
exactly what
you saw. I mean, they only shot 30% from three-point range the other night. You know, it wasn't like they went lights out against Texas to be able to score 85 points. That's where, you know, it really starts with these guys. And again, if they just bring it like that every night, which is a concern for me on Saturday against TCU, I mean, quite frankly, that's a bit of a scary basketball game just from the sense that they're going to be playing in front of 20 people. TCU is 0-13. You know, a lot of averages say they're going to beat somebody at some point. It just bring it. If you bring it, Iowa State wins that game by 15. If you sleepwalk into there. You know, you saw what happened to Kansas last year. Crazy things happen in this sport.
Well, you know, for me, concerning going down, you know, the Big 12 tournament coming up and the NCAA is coming up, the big thing for me is watching the bench play. They're going to have to get more out of this bench. They're going to have Long and these other guys come off the bench and actually give some true minutes, because I tell you, like, the five guys that they have playing right now are really just pulling all the work. And I think when you get into when you get into this tournament playing the Big 12 and you're playing back-to-back, that kind of deal, and it's the same thing in the NCAA. CAAs, they're going to need someone to come off the bench, and they're going to have to come off the bench hot. So I'm curious to see what happens going down the line with the bench play, with Matt Thomas coming off now and Naz Long coming off the bench. They're going to have to be able to shoot the three ball, or you know what, I'll take the little teardrop that Matt likes to shoot in the lane.
You know, Chris, they didn't shoot it great from three against Texas, but Matt hit a huge one. And it's the threat that he still can shoot opens a lot up. I mean, it's 52-50, I think. Mm-hmm. And he comes down top of the arc and hits one in transition, put it to five. Iowa State's offense is predicated on the three ball in that it spreads the floor and allows everything else to happen. So the threat's always there. And they may not be shooting as good as they did last year. I think they're still last in the conference in three-point shooting percentage.
Which is shocking.
But the way they spread the floor, it still opens everything else up.
It's the threat. You look at the way DeAndre King gets to the lane, gets to the basket. Fred, these guys are doing a great job of matchup play. And if you go back and watch a lot of the games, it's a big thing. You can see it happening. And kudos to Doc Sadler. I don't know if you caught him during the game. It was almost like he just programmed the great defense, and he was working those guys throughout the whole game. So great defensive standpoint for Doc there.
We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It's the Wilson Toyota of Ames Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Tron, you said you drove the Tundra down. I had no problem in my Tacoma. Bloom drove his Camry here. We didn't have a problem. I did see there was a Dodge in the ditch on my way here. It was one of those Dodge Rams, and it just completely lost control and just went off into the ditch.
I'm going to say this because I'm just a cautious driver, but coming up here, I got passed by a guy in a Prius. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, it was a Toyota, so I was cool
that
with it.
Prius, but doesn't matter if it's snowing out. It was getting 90 miles to the gallon.
It's good gas mileage.
We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, going to have a big game watch coming up at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Welcome you guys to Bloom. You're going to actually be calling the game with John Walter, so you won't be able to do it. But Tron, Adam Gray's coming here. We're going to bring the families. It's going to be a good time. I'm pumped up for tonight. You got the twin Budweiser duels at Daytona. Who's your pick, Tron?
Whoever's driving the 8 car.
The Camry. You got to say.
Is that 8? Is that the Camry?
And then we got the women's figure skating finals. I've been able to.
I'm done talking to you about figure skating.
I've been able to avoid the spoilers all day. been able to avoid them. It's a great night of TV. You got NASCAR and figure skating, man. Wow. Can you beat it? Can you beat it?
And for the rest of normal America, there's Duke, North Carolina.
Yes. Oh, thank you for
it. What's hilarious? I didn't even know they were playing. I really have some major. Ben Brun's referencing the Seattle Seahawks.
He's a legitimate Seahawks fan.
We're gonna get Ben on here later on, and
I can attest that he was a Seahawks fan before.
We're gonna put him to the test here.
Pre-Russell Wilson.
In just a little bit. We got to take a break. Matt Abdelmassi standing by. We'll interview Iowa State's assistant basketball coach when we come back. We're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Stop on by. Have yourself. Bloom already owned a Hoiberger.
Oh.
Bloom ate the Hoiberger tonight, Tron, and it took him 2 minutes and he downed that thing. The Hoiberger is bigger than Bloom's head.
We need to have Dr. Ashley check him for worms. I mean, this guy just eats, and he still weighs 100 pounds.
All right, we'll be right back.
Still weigh more than Brinson.
Cyclone Fanatic, Wilson Toyota Radio Show on 1460 KXNO.
When was the last time you had a juicy, tender, great-tasting T-bone? Introducing new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve Beef. It makes going out for a great steak as easy as going out to your grill. And it's an everyday value, so you can make any night steak night. Try new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve today. Dinner out just became dinner in.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
Introducing Iowa Realty's new mobile app for your phone or other device. Now you can find homes for sale based on your current location. You can see photo galleries, detailed information on homes for sale with the touch of your little pinky. It will change the way you look for real estate, I guarantee it. This is amazing new technology. It's Iowa Realty's new mobile app, available now. You can download today at the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend, Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at HostDuplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2022. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Thank you, Mr. Pollard. Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Andrew Downs, if you're on, like to get a quick update from you. Any big traffic issues, anything like that?
No, everything for the most part has been cleaned up. It's still slow going, still slick and everything, but no big accidents or major issues that are going to slow you down too much.
That's good. So Tana, she's hanging out in the studio. She's good to go?
She is. She's good to go. She'll be on in 41 minutes.
Okay. Thanks for the update, brother.
Anytime.
Andrew Downs, man in the Ford at Cakes, and I was worse at sitting here. See, Brunzy over there just got himself a Hoiberger.
And it's gone already.
We'll get a review here after we talk.
It's like a two-bite burger, man.
Well, that's a great burger. Matt Abdul Massey joins us now on the Hy-Vee Hotline. Coach Abdul Massey, if you stick around long enough, and if you do enough good, we'll get you a burger named after yourself here at Benchwarmers. How's that sound?
Good luck with the spelling and the makeup of what could be.
Well, I fancy you as more of a rap guy. We'll get you a rap named after you.
I think we call it the Mac Abdul Massey.
The Mac Abdul
Big Mac, the Mac Abdul Massey.
I could sense lawsuits coming from McDonald's, but we'll work it out. We'll get a lawyer on the case. Matt Abdul Massey joins us on the Hy-Vee Hotline right now. Coach, great win for your team on Tuesday night. Just from my perspective, I sensed a little bit of lack of intensity from your team at times, you know, especially in that Texas Tech game when you gave up the big lead. But, man, you know what? I saw a team that just brought it for 40 minutes on Tuesday night, and it really impressive win. I thought that you guys dominated Texas even more than the scoreboard would indicate. Really impressed by George Niang and Melvin Edgem and their ability to really take Ridley out of the basketball game. They got in his head early on, played really physical. I was very impressed. When you guys went back and looked at film, how did you assess the basketball game?
Well, we thought that the team that played on Tuesday night was the team that got us to 14-0, where we were playing unselfish basketball, where we were actually attempting to guard the basketball and guys actually taking some pride in playing defense. And I thought that was lacking in some of the games that we won and clearly some of the games we lost in Big 12 play. But Tuesday night for 40 minutes, the guys were the tougher team. They stayed together in some rough patches where we weren't executing. They kept grinding it out. And looking back at it, it was a heck of a team effort. And our star are clearly those big four, the so-called big three. When they play as good as that, we are very, very difficult to beat. And that showed when we started off 14-0 because those guys were clicking early on in the season like that, and it was great to see Tuesday that they all clicked.
Well, it's a good time for the team to get hot if you guys are going to do so. Now let me ask you this. I want to change pace just for a moment. You come off of a big win. You now have to go on the road to play at TCU, a team that is 0-13, I believe, in the Big 12 Conference. And no disrespect to them, but there's not going to be many fans at that game. I mean, and that's just traditionally the case, and I expect that to be the case on Saturday. So you have a challenge now as a coaching staff to have your team ready, because it's been proven TCU beat Kansas last year. They've given a lot of people scares down there in Fort Worth. How do you as a coaching staff go about making sure your team is mentally prepared and ready to go on Saturday afternoon?
It's somewhat easy to do because basically all we did was we put their results in the margin of in defeat, the margin of the points battle, where it stood in these, their 0-1, whatever they are, 13. They played everybody tough up to this point. I mean, they're a team that is going to attempt to make it a really ugly basketball game. And our job is those first 5 minutes. If we can dictate the tempo and get off to a nice lead and try and get rid of the confidence that they do have playing in front of their home crowd, or lack thereof, which probably is it very accurate, like you said, Chris. I'm sure there'll be potentially more Cyclone fans there. So we have to use that environment and use all those things as motivation to come out in those first 5 minutes, because it's just too huge in a road game to come out flat, and we have to come out and dictate that tempo.
I'm talking with Iowa State assistant coach Matt Abdul Massey. And coach, Melvin Edgem went for 48-18 against TCU last time they played. Can he get 50?
I'm assuming that their goal is going to be to limit as much as they can of Melvin getting off like that.
Wow. Probably true. But in all seriousness, how good has he been the last several games?
I mean, you know, Melvin, it's a testament to how hard he's worked. I mean, he's definitely taken advantage of some of the spots he's been put on the floor. And like that TCU game, being on the backside of that zone, he took advantage of the opportunity that was given to him, which is that, hey, you're going to get a lot of passes in which you'll be right in front of the rim. And if you finish it, it could go off. And that speaks volumes to the guys on our team being so unselfish and finding him that night. But Melvin's game has steadily improved in the 4 years he's been here. It's steadily improved as the season has gone on. And like I said, it's a testament to how hard he worked. It's been really fun sitting on the bench watching his individual success, because he's such a great kid.
After he dropped 48 in that TCU game, I asked Fred Hoiberg in his post-game press conference where Melvin's at as far as the next level. I don't need like a projection or anything like that, but I do know, Matt, the day he stepped on campus, the young man did not look like a pro prospect. He has worked probably harder than any player I've ever covered, to be honest with you, over a four-year span, to see him from day one to day two. I would put Jake Knott in that category, but I mean, that's some pretty elusive category. Does he have a chance to play in the NBA? I think he has a chance, but with your experience in the league, what do you think about Melvin Edgem's chances to be in the NBA next year?
Well, the one thing that translates to the league is rebounding, and that's something that he does. He's clearly going to be undersized if he plays at the next level. The question of what position he could play at the next level is something also that people are bringing up. Is he a three? Is he a four? If he's a three, go down the list of the threes in the league. That's an extremely difficult matchup for someone to go against those guys in the NBA. But I know one thing. He's going to be put in a position to go work out for these teams, be put in front of them, and showcase his skills. And hopefully he gets on a summer league team and has a really good July out in summer league, and, you know, see what happens. Can he play at the next level? Well, yeah, of course he can. Will he? I mean, that one thing that we tell our guys that want to make the next level, winning is so important. So if we can somehow get on a run, that's going to benefit the guys that will have that chance this offseason to play at that next level. But he's going to continue to work, so he'll put himself in position regardless. If it's in the NBA, wherever it is, he's going to be successful wherever he's at.
You know, Coach, I'm different from Bloom and Chris. I think there'll be more like 48 TCU fans there, so I think they'll have a few more people there. But thanks for coming on again. Hey, you know, real quick, I've been watching Monte Morris, and I know in the beginning of the season the kid was coming off the bench. Just seemed like he was okay wherever you guys put him. The thing that has drawn my attention to this kid is how comfortable as a freshman he looks on the court, how poised he is no matter what's going on around him. When you guys were recruiting this kid, was he telling you guys, hey, I'll be ready to play if you're ready for me to play, knowing DeAndre Kane's coming in this system also?
Well, I mean, of course, as a freshman, I think it's somewhat foolish to sit here and think that there's going to be any freshman that's capable of doing what he's doing this year. I mean, I don't think any of us thought that he would be playing at this high of a level. Did we know he had it in his makeup in terms of where he could be maybe a sophomore or junior year? Of course. I mean, that's why we recruited him and got him on the squad. But really, the thing that he's benefited and taken advantage of is having a guy like DeAndre by his side that has kind of been his mentor and tutor through this 20-5 start, where he's kind of held his hand and showed him how things are done. And, you know, I told Monty that when we took DeAndre, that this was only going to benefit him when he looks back at his Iowa State career and what it could be, is having a guy like DeAndre with his leadership and with his experience playing that position. He was only going to benefit from it, and he's done a remarkable job at taking advantage of that. And he's light years ahead of a lot of freshmen in the country, and that's because he's mature for his age in terms of his demeanor on the basketball court. He's always calm, cool, and collective, and that's probably the biggest thing you can ask for your point guard.
Matt, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you very much for joining us. Stay out of the blizzard and travel down to Fort Worth safely, okay?
All right, guys.
All right, Iowa State, Matt Abdul-Massey, assistant basketball coach. We let him off of the Hy-Vee hotline. Tron, I'm serious about that letdown, though. That's tough. And it has nothing to do with the guys. Any good basketball team could fall into that trap, big emotional win. You're going down to play in front of a morgue on Saturday afternoon. I don't think it's going to happen. I like Iowa State comfortably in the game, but it is something you have to be on high alert for.
The one thing I like about this team is when you think about that, and kick out the West Virginia game. I mean, it's easy to go back, but throw the West Virginia game
lemon,
out.
Yeah.
It's really hard for this team, if you think about it, to have that letdown because of the players that are young, because of the Monte Morris, because of the Matt Thomases. When they come in, the Sharon Dorsey Walker, they're so eager to play that it really changes the speed. I think those guys can get a lot of playing time at TCU, and we'll see a pretty interesting game. But I do agree with one thing. It's hard to play in front of eight people.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like the old days in Colorado.
Like, yeah, I mean, but from what it sounds like, there's a large, and Bloom, you can probably attest to this, there's a large following of Iowa State fans that should show up from the game, from what it sounds like.
We've got a guy who, follow him on Twitter, DFW Cyclones.
Yeah.
This guy's been tweeting at us all day, Bloom.
He's
apparently
proud of his club down
there's
there.
There's a club down there, and they're doing a gold rules. TCU on Saturday, they're all wearing their gold. It's going to be nuts.
The
apparently.
Guy invited me to his pregame party.
Are you going? Yeah, because you're actually going to be there, Bloom.
I can't have a beer. Well,
say hi. You can have a water. You don't have to drink if you go and
say hi. It's not like you drink with us.
I don't want to disappoint them.
We'll get you some Cyclone Fanatic koozies, Wilson Toyota koozies. We can hand them out.
I think it's great. I mean, you know, I think it's a perfect opportunity for Cyclone Nation to show up and actually take over someone else's arena. I mean, I don't know who this DF guy is, but get him on the horn and tell him, hey, let's rally the troops, man.
Listen to Bloom. Oh, I can't drink. If you can't have a beer, you're not going to go say hi to the guy? My gosh. Well, I know, man. I'm going to have a cold Busch Light.
You're going to be at the bench.
You're right, I'm going to be at the bench. We're getting designated drivers. We're going to have a fun night after the Clones beat up on TCU coming up on Saturday. We're looking forward to it. Take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Iowa State women's basketball coach Billy Finley. They have guys, I'm talking, this is the definition of a must-win coming up on Saturday night for Bill Finley's team. Molly Rich Fellingham going to be back?
He is.
Okay.
He's flying back from vacation.
Okay, so Rich,
he'll be fine.
Rich and Molly will be here on 1460K. X&O with the call of Iowa State and Texas coming up, I believe. Pre-game will be at 6:30 on Saturday evening, again right here on 1460 KXNO. We are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Lots going on tonight. We got some SEC hoops on the big screen right now. Little Olympics coming up. Daytona, the twin Budweiser duels. Woo! Great night. Come join us. The weather is not that bad. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show on 1460 KXNO.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2022. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend, Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at HostDuplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
You know, Iowa Realty is all about marketing tools. For more than half a century now, in fact, 60 full years, Iowa Realty has offered buyers and sellers more to get the job done.
iowarealty.com, the most comprehensive real estate website in Iowa. We have our weekly television show, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 5 or online, our quarterly magazine, the Iowa Realty section of the Des Moines Sunday Register, and our revolutionary new Iowa Realty mobile app. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show here on a... it's no longer a blizzard. I just saw a Des Moines Register tweet. They've downgraded it. We're just in a winter weather advisory now.
Our buddy Brett McIntyre on Twitter.
He nailed it.
He's talking smack, though. He's talking meteorologist smack.
What do you say? For the first time in ever, he's right?
Well, he's been right the last four.
No, McIntyre's actually...
Is he spot on?
Frankly, and I love Ed Wilson, but I think Brett's forecast has been a little more accurate this year.
Tip
of the cap to 13, because, yeah. You know, I'm watching Channel 8, you know, and 13's calling for not that bad, and Channel 8's like, man, you got like 4-6 or whatever, and I'm thinking, crap, you know, this changes everything.
I'm kind of biased because of McIntyre, dude. I don't watch anything else.
No,
I mean,
you got
that's just the station.
I'm a 13 guy.
I'm the guy raised.
Yeah, I mean, McIntyre is Iowa State alum.
Yeah.
Former sports writer at
the Iowa State Daily.
Vintage Iowa State Daily, the good old days.
I remember McIntyre when he was an intern. We were doing a something. I'm serious, man. We were doing something with Murph and Andy's on their bus deal for the Iowa State game, and his car broke down or something.
Did you bring him a Toyota? He obviously wasn't driving a Toyota.
No, that was his problem.
Who knows what he was driving?
Was it a Dodge or a Ford? But we got to say, I knew him when he was just a little pup. So.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the Hy-Vee hotline and talk to a good friend of ours, good friend of the program, Billy Finnelly, Iowa State women's assistant basketball coach, joins us on the Hy-Vee hotline. Coach, welcome back to the program. We haven't talked to you in a little bit, and for your sake, I'm not going to ask you out last night, buddy. We're just going to talk about positive things from here on out, and that is getting a big crowd in Hilton Coliseum on Saturday night to support your basketball team. I know coaches don't like to throw the words must win around. I'll do it. You don't have to, but it's a big game for you guys. I'm sure that the Cyclone Nation will fill that place up, but nonetheless, I mean, how important will that be for your basketball team against a really big Texas squad that gives you guys some matchup problems?
Yeah, Chris, I think you're exactly right. Without saying must win, it's probably as close to that as you can get. You know, and really, we've had great crowds all year long. Saturday nights have actually been pretty good to us. The men taking the afternoon slot, and even a couple of those times where we kind of piggybacked with them, it's been great. Our fans have been phenomenal all year throughout, even though we've lost more games at home than we have in a long time. But our fans have been great. I don't expect anything to change Saturday night. And, you know, like I said, we got to get back on it. And there's no reason to think that we can't get it done against Texas. We led for the first 37 minutes down there and kind of just fell apart in the last three. But, you know, they do pose a lot of matchup problems for us. They start 6-7, 6-4, 6-1. So they're really big. They're like third in the country in defensive field goal percentage. They're out rebounding everybody, but they've lost two games in a row. They just lost last night at Oklahoma by one. So, you know, they're going to be anxious to try to get a win, but nobody should be more anxious than our crew, and hopefully we see that. You know, in terms of last night, probably the first time all year where we just flat didn't show up, and that's all across the board. That's everybody. And, you know, at least before that, we felt like we have been competing while we weren't making shots and doing the things we needed to do to get the final result. And, you know, the effort has been there, and last night was just disappointing in that regard. And obviously, when you're playing a team like Baylor, if everything's not clicking, you're going to be in for a long night. We certainly were, so we shift our focus back to Texas in a big home game Saturday night.
Coach, I'm gonna lighten your question load here. I'm not going to give you anything too heavy because I truly, truly like it. I'll start out by saying this. We're always going to be, and I speak for all fans, big supporters of you guys. We know you're going to get it together. So just do what we're doing. Just hang in there and keep going. But here's my thing, G. Now, my son, 7 years old, he's excited. He is telling me that on Saturday at 3 o'clock, you guys are having a basketball clinic. Is this thing, because this kid knows more than I do. Is he making this thing up or is this true?
Well, just because he knows more than you do doesn't necessarily make him smart. But yes, he is. He is correct. I think 3:30 to 4:30, we're going to go. They get about 220 kids that will be on the floor at Hilton Coliseum. We've done this the last three or 4 years. It's been a great thing. Our marketing department obviously does a great job getting families, kids involved, and it's awesome. Our girls will be there supporting them, and you know that's a huge thing for us. Doesn't matter if we're, you know, 14-0 or 17-8, our job is to, you know, service the fans, and that's why we have the great crowds that we do. So, yeah, it'll be a fun time. We're going to go for an hour, you know, before the game, and then the kids, I think, even get a little Subway box lunch, or that's what it was last year at least, and then hopefully stay around and then create some noise and yell some refs at 7 o'clock.
Well, we'll be there, that's for sure.
I did a little bit of that last night.
Did you go Rich Hellingham?
I was on the radio.
Did you go after the officials?
They called a charge on Ellie Argenbright, who's a 5'5 walk-on, and on a 6'4 defender. And it was late in the game. That did not make me happy.
Pretty fired up.
Obviously not the biggest concern, but yeah, it was not pleased with that.
You got to carry the torch for Rich, man.
See, you know what, Billy? I'm going to stop letting Bloom hang out with you and your dad because apparently that fiery temperament is wearing off on our young-minded Brent Bloom.
Well, he had been doing a great job. You know, we had him like 9-0 or something, and then we let him for 37 minutes in Austin and let one slip away. And you know, we'll kind of just call that Baylor one a wash. But, you know, I like my chances when we get Brent on the road. You know, we just got to keep him away from the karaoke.
Oh, we've heard stories.
Yes.
Back to that Texas game. Let's talk. I watched that whole thing. That was a nationally televised game when you all were down there in Austin. And you did lead for 37 minutes. It was a heartbreaking loss on multiple levels. But can the girls take anything from that, though? Just the fact that they know they had this team down for the overwhelming majority of the game. Now you get them on your turf from a coach's standpoint. Does that help, just having that sense of confidence that you can play with this team? And in all reality, you should have beaten this team on their home turf.
Yeah, I think so, Chris. You know, I mean, when we went down there, we didn't exactly know what to expect. We've been struggling a little bit, and you know, at the time they were 12-1 at home, with their only home loss being to Stanford in the non-conference. So, you know, you knew you were going to be in for a long night, and we did exactly what we needed to do, like you said, all but the final 3 minutes. So there should be no reason to not have some confidence going into that game, obviously playing at home with our crowd now, and then trying to steal one back from them, which we felt kind of they stole from us late in the game down there. So, you know, I think we got back at it today, real short, crisp practice, and we'll do the same tomorrow and get ready to lace them up and play. But, you know, this time of year, you're not really practicing too much. You've seen everybody before. It's kind of just, you know, making sure we're going over, changing a few minor details, but really just getting in the game and trying to execute and do the things well that you did the first time and correct some of the things that you didn't do so well the first time.
Well, it's a huge game coming up on Saturday, Coach. We wish you the best of luck, and thanks for your time tonight, okay?
Thanks, guys. You take care. Drive safe.
All right. Billy Finley, we let him off of the Hy-Vee hotline tonight on the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show.
Quick story, and I know at the end of the day, wins and losses are all that matters for most people, but we get off the bus last night. You know, it's 10 o'clock at night, just got beat by 40 by a good Baylor team, and every single one of the women's players thanked the bus driver for taking them around the last couple of days. So, I mean, they always say it's the Iowa State way and all that good stuff. I mean, not to be too hokey, but there's sometimes there's more to it, and
some people say that Finley believes it and means it. I mean, it's very genuine,
and it's absolutely genuine. And that program, they get it, and I wish they would be playing a little bit better so that people could appreciate the on the court stuff. But trust me, they're doing everything on the right way behind the scenes.
And what I was asking them about the clinic, I mean, that's a great example. I mean, and Billy hit it right on the head. You know, they're not having, you know, they're down right now. They're losing. They've lost a few ball games. And no matter what happens, they still want to make sure they're catered to their fans. I mean, that's a huge deal. You know, not every program is willing to do that. I don't think you get that out of Baylor if they're having, if they're in a slump. I think they cancel a clinic like that. But, they're doing a great thing with the Junior Cyclone Club, and they're going to do that clinic. So, you know what? Kudos to those guys. Absolutely. He is. You know what? He's telling all his friends at school that he knows. He goes, I know Coach Bill, and I know Billy, too. I'm going to be there. So he's excited. Yeah, he wouldn't miss it.
All right. Hey, before we get to Ben Bruns, who's here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, I want to give a quick shout-out to another former Cyclone, Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance, a big supporter of Cyclone Fanatic Radio and CycloneFanatic.com. He's our official insurance provider, of course. I want to encourage you to go. Glenn's got ads all over CycloneFanatic.com. If you go and click on it, GlennWaterhouse.com will pop up onto your page, and you can give him a call. We want you to ask for a quote. See if he can help you out, get you a better quote on your insurance. He does all different kinds of insurance, anything you need. I'll give you his phone number right now. It's 515-223-5566. Again, that is 515-223-5566. Or, of course, you can visit him online at glennwaterhouse.com from State Farm Insurance. Well, so I was on Twitter earlier today, and at that time it looked dire because it was like, it was snowing, it was sleeting, it was thundering, there was some lightning, it was raining, it was very, very odd. And I started poking around that I thought I might be doing the program by myself tonight. I really didn't expect Tron to make it down from Ames, because that was the teeth of the storm.
Thanks, Miller and Brinson. Appreciate you.
And Ben Bruns, Ben Bruns pipes up on Twitter and says, hey, I'll come. And I thought he was just kidding around, but he's here. Ben Bruns, analyst on the Cyclone Radio Network. How was the Hoiberger?
It was solid.
Solid?
Just like Coach Hoiberg. It was, you know, he's good at everything he does.
Yeah.
Might as well have a burger.
That's good, too.
I legitimately mean this, and I'm not just saying this because they're a sponsor. I think it's one of the best burgers in town.
It's really good.
It's really good.
First time at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. And I figure, you know, Tron, we may as well talk to him about Mark Mangino.
Absolutely.
While we have him.
You know, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at Bloom, and we're all friends, and he just kind of scooted back from the table, like, looking at us two going, wow, this could get, you know. We're on your side, Bloom. I mean, you're fine, buddy.
Bloom doesn't have a microphone right now,
I know,
so
I'm just looking at his face. It's all right.
Ben, in all seriousness, I picked up on this last week when we had our annual party down at the cake stand, and Mark Mangino was there, and he gave a speech. And I started talking to some other coaches, some other people close to the program. And what really floored me, what really surprised me, and I guess it shouldn't have been a surprise, but it was because I hadn't gotten to know Coach Mangino very much. Every person told me how meticulous this man is, how organized this man is, and how bound and determined he is. He's very, I used the word hungry last week and everybody laughed at me, but he's very hungry to put a winner on the field at Iowa State. You can tell he's almost refreshed after the time off that he has had. I don't know if you've gotten to meet him yet, but I know that you've covered his teams. You've been close to him before. What are your interpretations on what you've seen from him so far?
The other day, Athletics had a little segment with him, and I watched it, and you can tell a lot about a coach when you see what they're really passionate about. And he talked his way through some of the questions and, we got to take care of business in the classroom and all that stuff. But when it got down to the core of what mattered, and they asked a question about all in, right? So what does all in mean to you? And that's when I could see that personality come through. And I'll tell you, as a player, it's going to be a challenge to play for the guy, because his response was, you're either 100% into it, you're either 100% committed, or you're on the edge and you might want to look someplace else. And, I was coached by a guy that was that way, mm-hmm. and it was a love-hate relationship. I mean, when Steve Loney left for the Minnesota Gophers when I was a redshirt sophomore, I was like, hallelujah, let me play for somebody else, you know? And when he came back, I was like, oh, my God, you know, Coach Loney's back. This is terrifying. And I respect the man in the deepest of ways today for what he did for me and others are in our unit and the pride that we had and what we did. You know, you don't win a football game on Saturday. You could lose a football game on Saturday, mm-hmm. but you win a football game 364 days a year. You know, it is an all-the-time thing. And, you know, when I've been critical of our program in the past, it's been because I've seen that those elements of the work didn't add up to what you have to do to optimize for that one day a year, you know? Mm-hmm. But when they do, that's the best you can do. And as a coach and somebody around the program, you can't ask for anything better than a coach who demands that of himself and others, and Mark Mangino's that guy.
You know, Ben, and again, you have, and for the listeners, no disrespect to all the other coaches coming in. We did have the opportunity to speak to a lot of other coaches. I think Mangino just kind of intrigues not just us, but everybody. The thing that struck me about Mangino is once he came up to the podium at the Cyclone Fanatic recruiting party, how calm it seemed everything was. How calm he was. Even the fan base kind of calmed down. It got really quiet. It was like the parting of the Red Sea kind of deal. And Chris said it here a few weeks ago. To me, it was like listening to a head coach. He was breaking things down that way. Everything was, Paul's a different guy. You know, Paul's a rah-rah, I'm getting your kind of let's get going guy, and Mangino's just the opposite. And I think because of that, that's going to be a great mix. But how hard is it? You were talking about Loney and the way he was to have one coach here and another coach kind of here.
You know, what's great about it is it'll be perfect. It'll be a perfect mesh because Paul, you know, how Paul is and how focused he is on the defensive side of the ball, he needed somebody that could just run the offense and really lead that group. Mangino's a guy who can do that, and he's a guy who's been there and been through the fire of hard times. And you know, I don't think Paul really had a mentor or somebody that could even bounce ideas off of and be challenged by, you know, when things get weird, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, in any leadership position, it's lonely at the top, and things get weird, and you've got to figure out your way through that water. And I think Paul was in some uncharted territory early this year. He knew he had a really young football team that had had more success as a team than the sum of their parts was going to allow them. You know, past years, hey, pretty successful. But this group, inexperienced, yet older, right? Mm-hmm. So inexperienced and young is one thing. Inexperienced and older is a different breed. And that's where they were coming into this season. And he was hard on them during 2 days. He was hard on them. They practiced a lot of, I mean, many, 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 many reps throughout the whole season. And I think he was struggling to walk that line. I know these guys need these reps, but how do I keep everybody healthy? How do I keep everybody engaged? How do their personalities, you know, stay bought in the whole time? And obviously he was successful given how the team played at the end of the season. But a guy like Mark Mangino can come in and you know, provide that kind of rudder in the water on the offensive side that is just a difference.
I wanted to give Ben here, as we're running low on time, I wanted to give him a chance to boast about the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow.
He comes in, you know, he's wearing a Cyclone College of Engineering shirt, bright red, and then the navy and gray Seahawks cap. I mean, this is a guy who's just beaming with pride. God forbid the Vikings ever even play in a Super Bowl, which I'm not planning on it. That will never happen. But, man, when are you going to get off of this high?
Well, you know, I got to admit, about 12 years ago, I was like you. There is hope, however. There is hope. You don't have to be a Vikings fan forever. You can finally say no, and you can choose something different.
You used to be a Vikings fan?
I used to be a Vikings fan. I grew up a Vikings fan, and around the time that Mike Tice, well, okay, so you know, Denny Green, and before Denny, you know, Burns, they, it was always, there were always great offenses, there were some great defensive lines, there were teams that probably should have won a Super Bowl in that period, and didn't, so you deal with that, right? You know, you can live with that, but I... Doing all the broadcasting and coaching high school football, I was on the, you know, just on the run all the time. And the Vikings, they had bad guys. There was the Love Boat thing. There was Mike Tice. You know, Mike Tice would go out drinking in town and talk about his players to people at the bar.
Yeah.
What head coach of an NFL team does that? I mean, I was just like, I can't deal with that, right? Yeah. I just couldn't do it.
Well, I wish I would have known you then.
Yeah, well.
You could have taken me under your wing.
I kicked the habit and got into Sean Alexander and Walt Jones and Steve Hutchinson and Mike Holmgren. And, you know, those games were on in the evening. And so Sunday evening I was always having a chance to watch some Sunday Night Football. Seahawks were on. Next thing you know, next year they play in the Super Bowl, get hosed, and then Hines Ward makes a great catch, by the way. You know, and 10 years later, I get to sit here and laugh at you, Viking fan.
Do you know why I'm a Vikings fan? Have I ever told you this story?
No.
My dad is one of those, you know, that generation, ton of Cowboys fans, America's team, whatever. And I was a Cowboys fan when I was a little dude.
Herschel Walker.
Herschel bleeping Walker. The trade.
Undoing of the Vikings.
Truth is, I mean, I'm like 6 or 7 or whatever. Walker gets traded. I flipped my dad off and walked out the door and was wearing purple the rest of the way. And I went with Herschel Walker.
Yeah, that, wow. Oops.
Hey, I just want you to know, so he can get off your case, the Seahawks will be champions until they get beat in the Super Bowl again. So they'll be champions until the next year. just ride on, bro.
I'm wearing the hat.
Ben, thanks for coming, man.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. Ben Bruns, a good friend of ours, analyst on the Cyclone Radio Network.
We're going to have to get him back because I got a question that I want him to break down for me, and I think a lot of fans want to know. I want to know about the development of offensive players.
Okay,
we'll do that some other time.
We can do a 3-hour show on.
Whatever, man. Well, whatever.
So,
whatever.
A lot of talking to do about that. We'll get Ben back into the mix. Kind of a cameo tonight. Fun cameo on Blizzard Thursday. want to give a quick shout out to our friends at Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, where you can get personalized care that you deserve. It doesn't matter if you're a weekend warrior, a high school, college, pro athlete. You're going to get hurt. And I would encourage you to call them. Clive Clinic has state-of-the-art facilities with 12 outreach clinics around the metro, 515-440-2676, or visit them at dsmcapitalortho.com. We'll give you a quick chance to respond to Brunzy. Anything pique your interest?
That was great. Classed up the program.
Until he started talking about how he sold out the Vikings.
But interesting point. That's fine.
I would rather Ben be honest about something like that than you, who you don't pick a team. You just taunt and troll everybody else. Like, if the Vikings are playing the Packers, you're a Packers fan that night, so you can troll me about it. If the, you know, Tron's a Vikings fan, you like to just get under our skin. I don't have any respect for that.
Well, the one Vikings game I went to in the last 3 years, they lost to the Browns, so you're welcome.
With me.
Yeah.
Didn't you go to Monday Night Football with me?
I did.
When Tom Brady emerged. Tom Brady threw for like 600 yards.
Yes, it was bad news. But, I think the stuff about Mangino, that's a great point. I mean, if you think about it, Paul has never had a guy to bounce ideas off of who's been there before. Now he does. I think that was that made a lot of sense to me. That was good stuff.
Tron Smith earlier before the program predicted Iowa State to average 55 points a game next year. Are you standing by that?
Did I average? We're talking basketball, right?
Tron, get that Tundra back to Wilson Toyota.
No problem with that, buddy.
Right. Tron Smith, Wilson Toyota Ames, we appreciate him taking the trek down. Brent Bloom, hey, safe trip to TCU.
Appreciate
on
it, brother.
He'll be Eric Heft for the Cyclone Radio Network.
Miller and Brinson, we're coming for you.
We're coming for Miller and Brinson. Want to encourage you to listen to Rich and Molly, the Iowa State women's basketball broadcast coming up on Saturday night at 6:30. Thanks to John Sellers. Thanks to Andrew Downs and Ben Bruns for stopping by. We'll see you next week, everyone.